Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's get into our question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Who's the most insecure player in sports? Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. As this was inspired by beef with amongst some NBA legends, and I can say that word very comfortably and confidently, because Shaquille O'Neal, easily, I mean, that's a Hall of Famer right there. Dwight Howard, also a Hall of Famer right there, and you know, I think there's probably a lot of people that still have some affinity for him in this city because he was very good for the Rockets. Unfortunately, like, it didn't quite work out the way that you wanted to, but he was very good. Of late, those two have been beef. Actually, not of late. For a long time, those dudes have been beefing back and forth. But the beef has escalated once again. And Dwight Howard, who was on a podcast, was talking about their kind of back and forth. And he said he never wanted to be Shaq on any level, which you ain't got to lie to us, dude.
Yeah.
But he's, I mean, he was out here calling himself Superman and all that. We know what it was. But he said that he never disrespected Shaq. And he was, you know, he's even tried to reach out and all these things. But he said that, you know, Shaq just always has something to say and all those types of things. And then Shaq, of course, recently came back and tweeted at Dwight saying, "The fact that you care, that you think I care about you is funny, but I won't ever bring your name up again, sensitive big man, a jokester that can't take a joke," which, my goodness, Shaquille O'Neal, do you think we don't know who you are?
Is he looking in a mirror?
Brother, you think we don't know who you are?
Yeah.
Like, Shaq can't take a joke, man. Like, Shaq is the dude who, have you ever had a friend that you've joked back and forth with and then they just go too far because you can tell they get a little hurt? Like, that's Shaq. Shaq is like, you say, "Yo, mama," he's like, "But that's why your daddy's dead." Like, it's not, it's too far.
Leave my father alive. That's right. Leave my father alive.
Yeah, they take it there real quickly. Yeah. 0 to 60.
And it's funny because inside the NBA, that's why I like Chuck will joke with you all day long.
And Chuck will take jokes too.
Yeah, he understands it. But as soon as you start talking about basketball, Shaq got to bring up the rings and all. It's just like, come on, man.
That's
all
right. That's Shaq. And then Dwight Howard himself. Dwight Howard, I think he might be insecure. It feels like he's in that space.
Oh, for sure.
Like how he handled Stan Van Gundy, that was all very awkward. Yeah. He never wanted to be seen as a villain of sorts. And also, I think the biggest thing with him is he just played too much. It just feels like
he kind of like a big kid,
very big kid. But both of these guys showing off a little bit of insecure in these moments, and that made me think, who is the most insecure player?
You know, the first three that popped into mind have no reason to be insecure. Like, they should be the most secure people on the planet. Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Kevin Durant.
Correct.
And LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron.
Oh, he's insecure. He's absolutely reading the first page of a book and acting like he read the whole book and lying and trying to make himself look good. Why does LeBron James have to make himself look better? He's already awesome.
Yeah, and honestly, I think even some of the comments, like when he won that bubble championship, and he was just like, "Oh yeah, this one was the hardest one to win." It's just like, you ain't got to explain yourself.
Or the
end season
last year.
Yeah, like, you ain't got to explain yourself. Like, why do this one, the 2021, got to be the hardest championship had to win?
Because you have to validate your work. The end season tournament, we got to remember, like, that's just him being a good NBA partner.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
He's like, "Hey, man, the NBA is trying to make this be a thing. So me, as an ambassador for the NBA, I need to make sure that it means a lot to the people."
But think about it. Durant, Aaron Rodgers, and LeBron. Like, those were the first three that popped in my head. Correct. Incredibly insecure.
Yeah, Durant comes up a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the burners and all those things. It's funny because as Durant became a little bit more nonchalant, I think he's become significantly more likable. don't know about y'all.
Yeah, no, I actually became a fan of him recently, man. Just how he, I feel like he's one of us.
Yeah.
Like, just be on the internet scrolling like everybody else. He had talked to a random ass account and just be like, man, what did you do? But I kind of like it.
Yeah. Because I'll never forgive him. Do you remember when he was early on in Oklahoma City and he was still just goody two shoes, Kevin Durant, just playing for a small team and playing really well? And people were like, you know what? He needs a nickname, Slim Reaper. And I was like, that is so tough. And he was like, I don't want to be the Slim Reaper. I think you guys should call me the Servant. And I was like, ooh.
God, I forgot about that.
This man. Aaron Rodgers is up here. Mm-hmm. And I like just the. I don't even know how to begin with it. Like, I think we all understand that Aaron Rodgers might be the answer for me.
Mm-hmm. He might be. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is clearly incredibly insecure. And you know, acting like he knows more than everybody and not and getting facts wrong on a lot of things and all this other stuff. Texter 620, what's the 620? Says Dion. Might be one. Amy Adams Strunk, not an athlete, but very insecure.
Very insecure. We were just talking about that, like about the continued use of the Titans, the Oilers kind of iconography. And Figgy, you actually got a little bit of a hot take about that.
Yeah, man. I feel like they should keep those uniforms because they look fly. Don't get me wrong, but I think those uniforms are cursed. Like everything bad that happened in this city when it comes to that team happened in those uniforms.
Well, not keep it everything, away. Everything. Texans have had a few bad moments.
Yeah, name one.
24-3.
Name another one.
My thing is, it's not much of, to me, fighting over those jerseys and stuff. Like, to me, just go on and keep them, man. It wasn't like we won championships in those jerseys, man.
Absolutely.
Went to championships, though. Like, hey, man, this, you can say it's cursed, but it's our cursed stuff, man. Give it back. That's my,
it looked fly.
That's the thing is, like, you were, and I think you got to a point where you were like, hey, if y'all like it so much, y'all should just go ahead and
Go buy the Tennessee Oilers.
But I'm like, they don't even care that much about it. They're just being haters. That's why I'm
they
like,
just
hey.
They see somebody want their toy, so now they want to play with the
That's
toy.
That's exactly what it is.
Jerry Jones.
Yes,
I could see that
because the reason why he is lighting his franchise on fire for all this time is that he wants to be front and center.
He needs
this attention.
Yeah, another one. This one more of a lower tier, but remember the Honey Badger.
Yes, very much so.
We kind of dealt with that personally.
Yes, very much
he got me blocked on Twitter.
Yeah, he would search his name on Twitter. Not not like, you know, being tagged. His actual
name. He would type in Teron Matthews.
Yes.
And see what people saying, and he would say something and block them.
Yeah, one of the things I've always felt about that is, like, I think sometimes we're a little hard on players in some regards, because I think sometimes when we're like, oh, you search your name, it's like people are snitch tagging.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, you see what they said about you?
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain instances where, I mean,
listeners would never do that.
Buddy. Which, by the way, PSA, stop snitch tagging. they'll find it if they need to. But there are some instances where you could tell, like, oh, this person is absolutely going and looking. This person cares so much.
He is one of them.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I know exactly what I tweeted when he blocked me too, man. It wasn't even nothing crazy.
We'll be the judge of that. What'd you tweet?
This was around free agency, and I want to say the Chiefs signed Justin Reed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, Honey Badger gone. because I'm like, they signed another safety, so they not resigning him back.
Blocked.
Yep. Next thing you know, I tried to go to his tweet because he was one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
I tried to get him on my podcast at one point.
Yeah.
Somebody, not after that tweet.
Somebody said Deshaun Watson. I don't know if he's insecure as much as he's just a fraud.
He's oblivious.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
That is one thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was not.
I don't think he was at one point.
He might be too secure.
I think right now.
Like, he thinks he's it, you know?
Yeah. That was a good question that came up on the YouTube. Who are the least insecure or who are the most secure?
It might be Deshaun Watson. He thinks he is it, man.
Yeah.
He's just a fraud.
That's the thing. He is still keep posting and all that stuff, man.
By the way, that Achilles looked pretty good in that TikTok, man. You see that?
Nope. Setback, baby. There was a setback. Don't expect him to play. And get ready for that 2027. That is when that contract is set to be perfectly situated for the Browns to cut him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finally, their long nightmare of the worst trade and worst contract of all time will be over. But not until 2027. Enjoy that, Browns. Hold that. Tom Herman, good answer.
Oh, yes. Very good answer.
Good answer. Russell Westbrook is one up there.
I was going to say Russell. Yep.
I feel like he's actually pretty secure. Just when he feels like he got to say something, he's very ornery.
Yeah.
He's just very ornery. And somebody said Steph Curry's the most secure. Possibly. I can see it. I can see it.
But in a good way.
And you know what? James Harden probably very secure in a bad way.
Yeah. Overestimating his own.
He's definitely secure.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, it was like, hey, man, we doing this my way or I'm not.
What's that Angel Reese? I don't know if I agree with that. I think she's just sort of, maybe.
Someone said
secure or insecure?
Insecure. Angel Reese?
I could kind of see that.
Yeah. I guess it depends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think she insecure like about her game or nothing like that. But I guess she pick and chooses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like anybody who was like a major topic of, you know, conversation for a point in time, like she was pursuant to Caitlin Clark. Yeah, I think that gets you to be real focused on those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to the football of it all. We'll welcome in our guy, Brandon Scott, as we often do in the 11 o'clock hour on a Tuesday, and go around the NFL, including the Chargers made a big addition ahead of this wild card matchup. We'll talk about that more next.